Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Starting to feel bad that I haven't put out stuff for my FedEx guy, my UPS person. That's the trend now.
What?
To have a basket of goodies sitting by your front door for all of your Amazon deliveries.
Well, if you get a lot of deliveries, it might be nice to kind of butter them up a bit.
Well, have you seen the photos of people who put little baskets of granola bars and chips and candy bars and cans of whatever, and it's all just there for the taking. So these poor people who are, you know, running around town like a chicken with their head cut off, delivering packages constantly, they can have a little treat for the holidays. I don't have this.
No, really, it is something you don't have to have a ton of packages coming. If you get a few here and there, just a small little basket.
Do you have this?
I don't have it yet, no.
You're going to put out treats.
I think it's a positive thing, you know what I mean? Especially if you're getting I'll probably do all my shopping for the most part online. So if you're getting everything sent to your house, it's a nice little treat. I think if you're going like Des said, like a lot of packages, that's probably when you have to do it. But of course, there are the Grinches out there.
What?
And they're ruining it.
Why?
Because people who are not delivery people are walking up and taking the baskets of food.
Come on, give me a break.
And other people are fighting it, saying they're literally walking to your door and dropping off a package. They don't need treats that you need to pay for.
Well, I mean, it's a job that not everybody wants to do. So make it a little bit better for them. And then you're like, oh, hey, I've ordered my 10th box of whatever. And they're like, well, I will have a granola bar and a bottle of water. Thank you so much.
The one guy did take the first video I saw of him. I don't know if you saw, he went viral because he was all excited and he was dancing. He took six snacks. He's like, this is fantastic. I'll take one of each thing. Thank you.
When did it become acceptable for everybody to get a gift?
Oh, yeah. If you're not giving them a gift, you better damn well tip them.
Yeah. It's like children who go to birthday parties. The kids who attend get more gifts than the kids who are actually the birthday party is thrown for.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Why? But why? I don't understand it. Enough with the gifts.
It should be special things. We always
had that growing up. Really?
The little goodie bag and that little crappy plastic bag that was, and the cheapest little toys we'd pick out to put in. No, did nobody else have that?
No, never. Piece of cake and ice cream, and that was it. The kids whose birthday it was, that's who got the gifts.
Well, there was a whole story done about the holiday tipping guide.
Oh, boy.
How much to tip, who to tip, when to tip. I mean, you have to tip your dog groomer, your hairdresser.
Oh, my God.
You're supposed to leave a gift for your mail person. Oh, and don't call him a mailman. I mean, the rules are just ridiculous. All the different people that need tips and or gifts.
I just realized I've been in that house for 3 years and haven't tipped anybody.
Oh.
No.
It's not too late. It's a couple years into it. I can jump into it.
You don't have to.
That's you don't
the
have
point
to.
Of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rudy is highlighting how ridiculous this is. And here's another thing. There's now a movement, which I don't think Shutterfly will be too happy with this. There's a movement to get people to stop with the Christmas letters and the Christmas cards. Think of the waste in paper alone for all the people who do that one little thing, right? The paper printout of photos. Well, guess what? I have Facebook, Instagram, social media. I've seen those photos. I just got one from a friend. Her whole family's all over it. I'm like, oh, yeah, I saw all those pictures.
Yeah,
so
it
what do you do?
Ruins it.
You
yeah.
look at it, you toss in the garbage. The whole concept of a Christmas letter is outdated.
I got a birthday one, like a birthday invitation, and it was their photo that they just shared to their granddaughter on Facebook.
I mean, back in the day before social media, once a year you'd get the photo of the family and see how the kids have grown and who's looking older and fatter and whatever, you know, and it's great. But do we need that anymore?
Like, no, you really don't. You can just do it. Why not make a really cool Christmas card picture that you just put up on your social media?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's fine. I mean, we're wasting so much money and time and, paper.
Imagine the cost involved if we said no more Christmas letters. How much that would affect, Shutterfly right here in our own backyard?
Yeah, that's true.
The postal service, if we stopped mailing Christmas letters,
imagine
how much of their annual revenue comes from that alone.
Well, and don't you, I love getting Christmas cards.
No.
I know it's probably not great for the environment, but I just got one last night and all these pictures, I hadn't seen all of them and I just had fun and Dusty and I were talking about who they were and how mommy knew them and it was a very enjoyable experience.
but do you keep it? Because most people look at it and go, oh, that's really sweet. Garbage.
I normally keep them always and I have a spot. Mm-hmm. It's out, right? So you know how my husband is really trying to get me to be not a hoarder anymore?
Uh-huh.
I will set them there and then I'll like turn around a day later and they're gone.
See, exactly.
And I've just come to accept that.
Yeah.
That's, you're right. It was only a couple of days of enjoyment.
It's a real question. Do I have to tip the people?
No,
I don't. So I shouldn't tip the garbage man.
Oh, I mean, and, it's nice if you want to, but you shouldn't have to.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
here's my tip. I continue to renew my contract with you and pay you to do a service.
It's a valid point.
Yeah,
every
there
year.
We go. There we go. Hey, speaking of Christmas, this is such a ridiculous move on your family's part. Who does this? Who says, hey, let's just not do gifts for Christmas, okay? What do we need? We have all that we want. Let's not do gifts. And then when everyone gets together, they hand someone a gift and go,
no.
I had to get a little something for you.
No.
This is what Crisco's family does.
No.
2 years ago, I'm not even kidding you. I was so mad and they knew how mad I was. I asked them, I'm like, we're not doing gifts, right? This is not like a fun moment. Be real with me. We're not doing gifts. Oh, no gifts. They all show up to my house 2 years ago with bags of gifts. And I didn't get anything. So I'm literally like, oh my God, did they really bring all these gifts?
Buddy, this is why you always, always, always have backup gifts.
That's what I need
to
know.
I've always had them. I've always had backup gifts, generic evergreen gifts that could go to men, women, young and old.
That's
always.
It's a great backup plan. This is why I came to you because they're doing it again.
And in your cupboard that way or a closet, that way you can be like, oh my gosh, I got to go grab your gift real quick. And then you just play along. They can't trick you then.
Oh, that's so smart because I literally sat there opening gifts that year and I'm like, what's from you, Adam? Nothing. Nothing is from me. So I literally sat there so awkward. They're doing it again this year. No gifts. I know we did that 2 years ago and it was really awkward and you didn't have anything. No gifts. Absolutely no excuses, no gifts. And I'm like, no. Not this time. I'm not going to go through all this crap again and then be there sitting there at the house going,
yeah.
Cool. Oh, another one for me. God.
Yeah.
So weird.
There's so many great generic gifts out there that you can just have on the ready for something like this.
Okay. That's a good plan.
Because sometimes you have friends who come over and they're like, oh my God, I just, you know, I don't know when I'll see you next. So I just wanted to have a little gift for you. And you go, you know what? Yours is in the closet. Hold on. And then you go and get them something that you bought, like a generic massager or something.
And then just have it the two part open, and then from Ryan and Vaughn, just go to Todd.
Yep, there exactly. You go. It's easy.
A great idea. I do have a box of things I can gift to people.
I just stocked up at Total Wine. Another good one, spirits.
Oh,
always good to have a bottle of wine, a bottle of liquor, like a generic one, like a Bailey's is a good one to have. They have a cherry cordial Bailey's. That's a fun one to give for people who like that. I always have one of those on supply.
See, this is good. This is why I had to bring it, because I'm like, I cannot be the person to go through this two times in the last 3 years. It's going to drive me nuts.
Like a 7-pack of Mountain Dew ain't going to cut it. You're just going to reach into the fridge, wrap it up.
Like, hot pockets for you. Like, caliente.
Like, what do you mean this looks like leftover meal from dinner?
That's ridiculous.
It's a to-go container of food.
So who's excited for Star Wars? I think I am and Dez is not. Rudy's geeked.
Yeah.
Crisco is so-so.
I'm amped. No, I'm amped. I love Star Wars.
I'm so amped too.
Like, what are you most excited for?
I am super excited about R2-D2.
What about R2-D2?
For him to do toot, 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 toot around like he does. Yeah. And then toot, Chewbacca. Toot, toot. He goes beep, boop, bop, boop, beep, doesn't he?
No, Chewbacca doesn't go beep, boop, bop, boop, beep.
R2-D2.
Then what does Chewbacca do?
You know I've done this before.
Oh, no. Okay, I should never ask. If you suffer from epilepsy, you can't go to this movie.
Yeah, they're saying that photosensitive epilepsy, you can still watch the film, but if you have epilepsy, there are so many scenes in this final movie that it's like boom, 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 boom.
Oh.
They say that you will suffer from it.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Who's surprised that they don't have to have an epilepsy available film, you know, an edited version where you could go and see it if you have epilepsy?
Well, they probably will now since you've mentioned it.
Right? I'm surprised there's not like some sort of a fight for people who have epilepsy to be able to see Star Wars.
Well, and they're covering their own butts at Disney. They're saying it could trigger seizures.
Of course.
Well, if it's so bad that you had to put out a warning, odds are it's going to trigger seizures. So it's one of those situations. Who's going to take the risk?
I
want to see it really bad. Nope, that happened.
Well, wouldn't you just close your eyes? You can tell when it's starting to get extra blinky. Close your eyes and just,
blinky.
Well, if the lights are flashing in your face, you're like, okay, close my eyes and nope, still going. And we're good.
And the movie's over.
Yeah.
Gosh, dang it.
You know what? I like that. The sound that it has all those flashing scenes. This is going to be great.
Oh, it's going to be great. You didn't think I liked Star Wars?
You just seemed really into Jumanji. Like, well, you're geeked about that.
Super excited.
Jumanji is going to be great, but Star Wars is the movie of December. There's no doubt about that.
All right.
But I just think Jumanji is going to do better than you're giving it credit for. He's like, nah, it's going to do okay. It's going to get a few scenes here and there. The last one made $1 billion.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see it, Rudy?
I did. I really enjoyed it.
Did you like it? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Looking forward to the next one.
Okay. Monday Night Football. What's going on there? Drama?
So this, I fell asleep in the third quarter because it was a boring game and it was just kind of whatever. But the play-by-play announcer for Monday Night Football kind of has the most awkward play call to end the game. So the Eagles end up winning in overtime. They win.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the play call that he makes that everybody's going, I'm very confused. Were you watching the same game that we're watching?
Okay.
Three-game losing streak. Trying to solve the problem right here. Second and goal. Wentz to the end zone. Wide open. They did it. Zach Ertz. Eat that W, Philly.
Eat that W, Philly. Like,
why?
That's the most random ending to a game. Philly's like, yeah, we won. Wait, what? Why do we eat that W, Philly? Is that a movie quote, Rudy?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know anything about it.
Sometimes when those guys are in the heat of battle calling those games, just random words come out of their mouths and then they have to have the repercussions later. So maybe that's what happened here. He was just trying to think of something clever to say.
I just love, he's like, take that W and I tweak my nipples, Philly. Here we go.
What?
Spank me like a little schoolgirl.
Just like, there's so many other things he could have come up with. Eat that W, Philly.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We got a text during the show that we didn't bring up earlier. And I think this is kind of funny. This is from a Lyft driver who listens every day. I love that we have people who do ride sharing and they just keep us on in their car. That's
me
great.
Me too. Thank you.
I'm a Lyft driver. Listen every day. Love you guys. I just want to say I love the little stuff Crisco says. I'm just saying he would be a great dad.
He would be. I've always said that. You're fun. You're funny. You're sensitive.
No, I would be a terrible father.
Yeah.
I would be. Would. Okay, Rudy. Yes. You have to agree so quickly.
Well, let's hear Rudy's thoughts on this.
You're a phenomenal uncle, terrible dad.
I agree.
Yeah.
I would never have kids.
Yeah. Okay, what's your reasoning?
Everything that Des just pointed out. That he's fun, he's
funny,
he's
loving.
Why would
he be a terrible dad?
Oh, terrible dad? Well, I don't know, because he'd be prying the remote control out of his kid's hand to play video games.
I would.
It would probably be... I mean, just think of the schoolwork alone.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to do it.
I know people who are the smartest people in my life, and they're like, oh my God, I just tried to do the sixth grader's homework, and it's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Plus, so, I mean, how could you yell at a child for wearing shorts in the middle of winter when you yourself are an adult who wears shorts in the middle of winter?
I believe you owe me an apology because I'm wearing pants right now. So,
what a surprise.
What shorts are we talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't think you could be a single dad by yourself doing it.
Oh, God,
that would turn out very, very wrong.
Yeah.
But if you had a mature wife, wouldn't that be weird? Hey, Crisco and his wife are coming over.
Oh, my
hey,
God.
Crisco. Oh, hey, Crisco. Hey, Crisco, your wife coming?
Here we go. Crisco, you really set him
Crisco
off.
Crisco and your family. Come on. Are you bringing the boys? Hey, you bringing the boys? Is Babe coming too? I mean, this is, I can picture it. Oh. But if you had a mature partner
who
was responsible.
Are you saying
you
an older one like you?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Well, that might be what it takes.
Yeah.
Because you're fun. You would be a really fun, awesome dad. And you have a lot of love to give.
Just not a good disciplinarian.
Yeah.
You know, the whole setting an example thing.
Yeah. Total pushover.
Yeah. Total pushover. Total pushover.
How do you think you would be as a dad?
I think that I would never do it alone. That would suck. I don't know how anybody takes care of a kid alone.
Right, Rudy?
I mean, all the props in the world to them. No, I'm truly saying my sister is a single parent.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it. I mean, I really don't know how she does it.
Yeah.
I know she listens to this podcast, but I think if I was with somebody, it would be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Would I be a good dad? Probably not.
Why not?
I don't know. I just think that I myself am too much of a kid. That I know they say it changes you when you have a kid and you're like, no, I got to be responsible and change things up and do that. But I don't know. I'm having too much fun being me.
Mm-hmm.
you know, that's so the fun part.
So it's a selfish thing.
I think so. Yeah. Probably. I mean, I don't know. What do you think, Ryan? You're the only one who hasn't answered whether I could be a dad or not.
Oh, see, I think it would force you to grow up, and you'd have this sense of responsibility that would just take you over, and you'd just be forced into it. Kind of like how Rudy cleaned up his act. I mean, he's admitted before, you know, you lived a very different life, and then Kinley came along, and you made that decision to change.
Yeah.
Because you have to.
Yeah, they change
you. The kid's not
you.
Going anywhere. They rely on you. They count on you. And you know that you have to be an adult.
Yeah. And I've taken care of like my, not at all like a parent level, but I used to watch my nephew Roman all the time, basically for the first year and a half of his life. So I know how to take care of kids, but I don't know. Selfishly, probably never going to be a dad.
Yeah.
I think it's for the best. I don't want to be a dad. Yeah. I mean, if it happened, I obviously would be like, oh my God, that's so cool, but I'm good.
Yeah, there's a comedian from town. His name is Chad Daniels, and his joke is, I always wanted to be a dad, and then I had two kids, and it turns out, just wanted to be an uncle.
Uncle's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a tough way to find out.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be a dad because I would worry nonstop about everything. And it would drive them crazy and me crazy. Can you imagine?
Oh, just the germs alone. Could you imagine anytime they touched anything, you'd be like, come here, I'm going to wipe your hands. And be like, God dang it, Dad.
Oh, Ryan, you'd be an awesome dad too. Yes, you would.
No. Yep. Oh, it'd be terrible. That poor kid. Be like, just relax a little bit. Telling me to calm
He's
down.
He's like, here's a pack of smokes, Dad. Come on. Holy moly.
All right. Well, let's not get anybody pregnant. All right. Up top. High five.